Hi, my name is Rishi Rampati, trainer and educator at GRF, the Global Rainbow Foundation. So we will continue about the concerns that people had in the past on the perspectives to disability. The first perspective that we talked about last time was the traditional one, or we can say the religious one. Just like we discussed last time, it was more like negative thought, negative attitude toward the disabled. So today we will talk about a better way. We will talk about the medical and charity model. Or you can say a medical perspective, a medical attitude toward disability. So in this model, people were more positive. Historically, our idea of disability experienced a lot of changes after World War II. Soldiers returned from the war, injured and disabled, including the soldiers from developed countries, such as US and Japan. Also, their government started paying more attention to their welfare. They were completely isolated from the rest of the world. Like, even if they were given facilities from a government, but they felt isolated, you know. And so in this, in the medical or charity model, just like I said, the focus was the disability alone. We were not concerned about their family. We were not concerned about their culture, their way of living, their religion, but it was more of the disability alone. And also how to get it cured, not on the abilities of the person only. Medical interventions and rehabilitations were stressed upon throughout the life of the disabled person. It was at this point that many special schools, special vans, special cars were provided to them. And schools, more and more schools were started to open. During this period, disabled people were treated as passive beneficiaries of charity. It was also believed that they could not be educated, right? And that's why those schools were open, like better education were given to them, better medical attention and therapy were given to them. The idea of a disabled person working and contributing toward society was almost unthinkable. So all these attitudes changed after World War II. Society's main attitude towards the disabled was pity. Even the families of disabled people would assume they were entirely dependent on them. Expectations of disabled people were low or non-existent. And I hope this kind of attitude is stopped. You know, the focus should be that they can do something, not that they are, okay, they are handicapped now, they cannot do. No, you should not use the cannot do. The only can and will do must be given opportunity to them, you know. So the disabled were expected to be grateful and could not complain about being portrayed as tragic. That's what was the attitude in the past, you know. Victims, even if it is made them feel devalued, you know, frustrated and helpless. I lost my vision, I am visually impaired right now, I felt devastated, I felt helpless, you know, and even the frustration started to came out towards other people, you know. So disability was regarded as something that required fixing, without which the person with the disability could not feel satisfied with himself or herself. So this is a small a description of what is the medical perspective of to disability. So my next section will be the next model, the next perspective, which will be the social perspective. Thank you for now. Take care. Bye-bye.